I grew up in central Australia, a couple of thousand kilometres away from here in the middle of Australia. And that was real desert, red sand, spinifex, in an Aboriginal community. And all of my schooling until I was around 12 was on School of the Air on radio, shortwave radio, which they used to bounce off the atmosphere. And so I was always very used to distance education. I've been in Perth since I was around 12, as I said, and drifted into computer science, eventually Curtin University, where I started to play with the technology and really push the boundaries of what we could do with a new web at the time, trying to bring together lots of ideas and tools into one open source platform that teachers could use for online education, and that became Moodle.
There's so many things I want to start with. I've read about School of the Air, and I've been to parts of Australia, but what was it really like to learn through the radio? What was the experience like for a student?
It was really tremendous, actually. It was a mix of live synchronous connections over the radio. Probably every morning we had half an hour with the teacher and the whole class. And the class was spread out over a 1,000-kilometer diameter. The teacher was in Kalgoorlie. So we would talk, we'd hear each other's voices, and we'd go through some exercises. And the rest of the time, it was correspondence. So there were big pads of paper, worksheets, and books to get through that every 2 weeks were delivered in a Cessna four-seater plane to me. I'd finish them and send them back. That's how we all did things then. And it worked so well, that sort of self-study. I guess I learned to be quite self-driven and to run and decide what I wanted to do quite early. When I came back to Perth, I was actually a year ahead of everyone else at school. I skipped grade 7 and went straight into high school. I also used to read a lot because there wasn't a lot of entertainment out there. I really got into science fiction on my own accord. Somebody brought me a book once and I was Out of the Silent Planet by C.S. Lewis. I just got really into science fiction and had a library of thousands of books by the end. And have always been living in the future, always thinking about computers and AI and the internet and what it could be. And I knew we'd get there someday. And I'm just thrilled every year just to see that we are getting closer and closer with all this technology. It's amazing.